exploring those. But first, I'm going to have a chat with a guy who's super, super fascinating and probably not someone you've heard from at Build before. This is James. He knows a thing or two about the serious business of gaming. James, are you with us? There
yes,
you
hello.
Are.
I'm hello. Here from Mercer Island.
Mercer Island. There you go. You know, the land far away.
That's right.
So, James, thank you so much for joining us here at Build. I was just telling the audience a little bit about how you are not the kind of person we usually get to meet at Build, because you're in the serious business of gaming. Well, not really. It's like how to turn gaming concepts into business stuff, which is
right.
really interesting and very cool. So first of all, PlayFab is an acquisition for Microsoft.
Right.
So can you tell
us? I've been in gaming for more than 20 years.
Exactly.
Most of that was on the kind of game studio creation side.
Right.
But a couple of years ago, I started this company, PlayFab, mm-hmm. to basically bring live ops and server infrastructure into the world of gaming and make it super easy for game studios. And 2 years ago, we joined Microsoft, and we're now part of the gaming division. We're also working across the whole company to figure out how our technology becomes part of Azure, part of gaming, and can be used by all sorts of different developers.
So you're pretty much gaming as a service guy.
Backend services for games.
Yep. I love that. I think that is fantastic. I especially love this concept of live ops that we're going to be talking about today, where you take this concept that games have known about forever, which is you bring up an app and then it stays up and it stays, you know, really interactive and it stays reachable and there's no issues with it throughout its life cycle. Because this is something we expect from games, to be consistently
high
bandwidth.
It used to be we'd make a game and ship it, and then you'd play for like 20 hours and you were done. You'd throw it away and, you know, wait for the sequel. But now games are these long, long living services. They're just ongoing. They're being updated all the time.
Yeah.
And successful game developers have learned the importance of sort of reaching out to their players, personalizing the experiences, and treating it like a community, not just a solo experience anymore. And we're finding those same learnings now are applying to things outside of just traditional pure entertainment games.
I love that. So tell us a little bit about Azure PlayFab and how all of these gaming concepts applies to cloud services for, you know, business apps.
Right. Well, if you think about what sort of goes in the bucket of live ops, there's a couple things. You need to be able to understand who your players are. So you've got the sense of sort of analytics and data to know those behaviors are. You need to be able to do updates frequently and easily. So sort of frictionless updates, make it very easy to make configuration changes. The ability to do experimentation, A/B testing to try out different content to see what's going to be effective. Mm-hmm. In-game commerce, the ability to, you know, do microtransactions and sell little parts of your experiences. And then you have to be able to do game services to help build your community. So things like leaderboards or multiplayer. And I've actually got an example of a game here that is a game from a company called LevelX. So let me actually share my screen.
Oh, please.
And I can share what this looks like. So LevelX is an interesting company. They make games for doctors. And in particular, that you can actually earn continuing medical education credits by playing their games. And so they've got a whole bunch of different games, gastro, airway, pulmonary, and cardio, and so on, that are all powered by PlayFab. And they use PlayFab to provide them with the sort of player profile management and ongoing operation of these games. And they recently actually rolled out some new COVID-related modules to actually make this very real time. And so what I'm going to show you here is sort of some of the back end. So this is PlayFab.
Yes.
We're logged in here looking at the back end for one of their games.
Yes.
And you can see you can go into things like players and automation and economy. But here we're looking at leaderboards.
Mm-hmm.
So one of their leaderboards, for example, is their overall live leaderboard, where you can see they've got a module where players are actually earning as they go through the game the hero points. And so, you know, here I've secured someone's airway. So good for me. I saved a life. I've earned some points. And they're actually tracking that on these leaderboards.
Wow.
And then what you can also do is they're gathering a ton of data. So if you look, for example, at, you know, this is an event view, the game is generating analytics and sending telemetry back to the service.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this sort of massive data that lets them track what the players are actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've coupled that with, we're actually using Azure Data Explorer behind the scenes here to provide the ability to do real-time, very fast queries across this data. So in this case, I've gone ahead and picked one of their telemetry events called Objective Complete. And I'm actually doing a bar graph showing which objectives have been completed the most. And so here you can see, you know, the foreign object removal objective, for example, is the second most completed objective in their game. Mm-hmm. And of course, you could do a lot more deeper dive analysis in this if you wanted to.
This is amazing. First of all, let's just go all the way back to there's gaming for doctors. That is a very, very interesting concept. I've never heard this before. So you've been working with this company this whole time?
Yeah, they were an early customer, and I first heard about their app about a year and a half ago, and I was like, wow, that's super cool what you guys are doing. And they've actually now gone on and built a whole bunch of new modules. I think they have 600,000 doctors actually using their app. And so that's just one small example of how LiveOps, and in particular, what they've done is they have four different apps, but they are using PlayFab to give them single sign-in across all four. So you can log on initially and use their gastrointestinal stimulator, and then you can go on and try pulmonary or cardio and so on.
Wow, that is amazing. I did not know about gaming for doctors. I didn't know 600,000 people
Nor did I.
Are
Who knew,
playing
right?
this game. Wow,
question is, which of our audience members out there is going to go off and invent gaming for construction or gaming for, you know, airline pilots?
Dear Build audience, let's think about this now, right? What a fascinating industry, because this is industry. It really is an industry problem, right? It's an industry opportunity, let's call it. It's an industry opportunity. We say, you know, these are apps for construction industry, these are apps for medical industry, blah, blah, blah. And they're always like, you know, patient admission or like measuring stuff in a factory. But gamifying the job, that is fascinating. That is so
interesting. That's right. And what games have learned how to do really well is have that super intense engagement.
That's right.
So typical games, they're very compelling.
Yes.
And games have really figured out how to boost that ongoing engagement.
Right.
And we've learned if you create a really great game experience and you're continually investing in it and really personalizing your experience, then your player retention is going to be a lot higher and monetization will follow. And so when we advise folks in, for example, hotels or travel about ways to think about gaming techniques and other things, it really is a whole new way of design. It's a culture shift. Yeah. When game studios make the transition from sort of packaged goods to services, it takes 5 or 6 years to really figure out this whole new way of thinking. Because you're no longer saying, I had this idea like a movie director.
Right.
I'm going to take my vision and put it out there for you, the audience.
Right.
That's sort of the old way of doing it.
Right.
Now it's more like being a nightclub impresario or cruise ship director.
Yeah.
Where I'm saying instead, how am I going to create an experience that's going to be the most engaging for my players? And the player is almost like sitting with you on the same side of the design table. So it's almost like you're collaborating, you know, unwittingly with your players to help figure out what's the best experience is going to be the most engaging for them. And things like live events are very common in gaming, Valentine's Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, where you're creating these events in your game that change things up, maybe only 24 hours, maybe for a whole week, but they also give you a chance to try new experiences and see what's going to stick. And that's what players crave. They don't want the same experience every day. They want to have their thing be different. Theme parks have done this for years. You know, the theme parks get redressed to Christmas. Why not do it in your apps? And tools like PlayFab give you all the services you need to make those kinds of changes on the fly and see what the impact is going to be very easily. And so this whole notion of live ops, we think, is really ripe for usage way outside of gaming. Every app nowadays is interactive and can benefit from this ability to think about the post-launch experience with as much investment and attention as sort of the building it in the first place.
You've given me so much to think about, as well as I hope build organizers that you're listening to this, because this is a very, very interesting topic, right? And I can imagine just this concept of events is going to change dramatically, right? Given what's happening. And this is really our first foray into putting on a ginormous event that's 100% virtual, trying to replicate what we have from our, you know, old school event style, rent out a conference center, bring everyone here. But how can be an and? How can we do the conference center thing? Because I'm sure people will want to have real events. But like you said, that's the launch part. How can this be something that goes on all the time? How can we keep up the spirit of Build Online going 365 days a year, no matter where you are? So one thing you said, James, that really struck home is 600,000 doctors are playing this game to keep up-leveling their skills, to keep challenging themselves. So this game, this gamification thing, is not for the hospital to create for their patients. It's for their employees to stay skilled.
That's right. Yeah, and so, learn new techniques
and
challenge themselves and compete with other doctors out there and share their, you know, collaborate and share their learning. That's right.
Yeah, that is amazing concept. So I would love to hear your feedback on what do you think we in the tech industry should be thinking about doing in terms of helping skill our employees and our audiences in ways that are new and different. And I know this is like totally putting you on the spot and super random, but you have such a different way of looking at things than anyone I know. So I would just love your no filtered view on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with seeing your audience as a community and understanding that we all are part of, you know, this sort of Venn diagram of overlapping communities, right? Every one of us is a member of our local neighborhood. We're a member of a community at work. Mm-hmm. We have hobbies. And every one of these communities, frankly, kind of needs tools to help the members of the community engage and stay in touch with each other. That's what's really happened in gaming, right? We've gone from game as packaged goods. For a while there, we were game as service. But then we really got to game as community now. And, you know, everyone who has kids under probably 16 has heard of either Minecraft or Fortnite.
Yes.
These are examples of games that are themselves communities, right? They really invest in more than just pure gameplay. The players are chatting with each other. They're in many cases creating their own content and uploading it. They are, you know, in the case of Fortnite, they're participating in, you know, giant dance raves inside of a game.
Yeah.
These are all things that really create that sense of closeness and being part of something bigger than yourself. I think that concept is actually relevant to a lot of things. You know, going back to my analogy of the hospitality industry, once we're traveling again and going back to hotels again, how do you change that hotel experience so I'm not just an anonymous person arriving at the hotel, going to my room? You know, how can I get notified about live events? Like, hey, you know, it's happy hour right now. Come on down to the bar, check out the specials we're offering. Or, hey, right now our spa is half empty, so here's a coupon for 25% off if you snatch it up now and come get a massage. You know, these kinds of taking real-time data and being able to use that real-time data and automate it to create those personalized experiences, that's what games do really well. And I think a lot of industries can apply that. So if I can make a plug, we have a podcast actually called The Art of Live Ops.
Oh,
I'll share my screen again.
He's got a podcast. Everyone should be listening. Dear build organizers and people organizing conferences, pay attention.
That's right. So it's called The Art of Live Ops.
The Art of Live Ops.
We just finished season one. So there's about 20 of these podcasts out there. And every one of them is an interview with someone at the cutting edge of Live Ops. We've got game designers. We've got game producers, Live Ops experts. Some really fun stories in there. There's a story, for example, every episode ends with a live ops train wreck story. We ask the person to tell an example of a live ops gone wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a preview of one of them. One of the very first online games ever was Ultima Online. And they thought it would be really cool at Christmas time to put a Santa Claus in every village. So you go to the village and there'd be Santa Claus standing there ringing a bell saying, ho, ho, ho. Well, they forgot to make this player character, this non-player character, off limits, and so you could actually steal the clothing from Santa Claus. So very quickly what happened was you'd go to these towns and these big fat naked men would be sitting there ringing bells saying ho ho ho, which is already creepy enough, but then the people would steal the Santa Claus outfits and you'd have raiders and bandits in the woods trying to jump on you to attack you dressed as Santa Claus. So unintended consequence, but of course, hey, it's live ops. It's something they kept, and it made for some really good stories with their players.
I think the lesson there is you won't always be able to control what happens because you're co-creating with customers. So you don't
exactly.
So the outcome is better. It's just better because it's what your customers want. It's ideas you never would have come up with on your own sitting around a round table with your own employees.
That's right.
You know, go ahead.
No. I'm so excited here. I'm cutting you off. I was going to say, you know, for those people who want to try this out, go to playfab.com. Yes. We have a ton of resources, information in there. It's free. PlayFab is actually free. We say on our website it's free up to 10,000 player counts. We're actually about to raise that to 100,000 player counts. So everything we provide here is free up to 100,000 players. And beyond that, it's really cost effective. It's way cheaper than building and trying to build these services yourselves. And we integrate with the rest of Azure, so you can mix and match our managed services with your own custom built stuff. It's a cool platform.
Dear build audience, I'm not even a gamer and I'm excited about this. AzurePlayFab.com, free for up to 100,000 players. Do you have 100,000 players? Your game, whatever game you have out there, audience? Probably not. So go try it and get 100,000 customers. Because what an amazing, I had no idea, James. Honestly, I had no idea. I actually have a friend who used to work at your company and I still had no idea.
Wow.
That, yes, my friend Cynthia used to work with you.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Cynthia, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely wild to have this conversation. And believe me, we are going to be calling on you and your brain to help us plan all of the 10 million conferences that are virtual, including one that I have raised my hand to do myself. So thank you so much for being here and giving us this amazing insight. Everyone, go to AzurePlayFab.com, try it out. It will completely change how you think about event organization and gaming and apps and such. Thank you so much, James, for being here.
All right. Thank you. That was fun.
Everyone, stay tuned for Set's Innovation Panel up next.